This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so if you've been following the presidential race the past couple of weeks, and by following, I mean paying even the slightest bit of attention, you've heard the sniping, each guy saying the other sent American work abroad, American jobs overseas, certain political death, if true, given the state of the economy. But it's not that easy, because beyond even the simple question of how many jobs are we actually talking about, there's more. We asked Todd Zwillick to find out.
President Obama accuses Mitt Romney of running companies that shipped about 800 jobs overseas. Mitt Romney says Barack Obama gave more than $1 billion in loan guarantees to a company that builds solar panels in Mexico. No independent fact checker has said either of these charges of outsourcing is true. But voters have to wonder, who's the worse outsourcer?
It's a ridiculous question in the first place.
That's Douglas Irwin, professor of economics at Dartmouth College.
Neither of them is directly an outsourcer. President Obama doesn't run any business and hasn't shifted operations of that business from the U.S. to other countries. And Mitt Romney is working for Bain. They're merely advising companies about how to improve their operations and become more profitable.
So if neither of them has outsourced anything, here's another question. Which of the two parties backs policies that lead to outsourcing? The answer is both. Here's Dean Baker, a liberal economist and co-director of the Center for Economics and Policy Research in Washington.
There's certainly a consensus among the people who have been in the White House for the last two decades that's very much at odds with the views in the public as a whole.
Baker says corporations want the freedom to cut costs and sell products overseas, and that Washington delivered decades ago in the form of bipartisan trade deals like NAFTA. So if the candidates have you mad about outsourcing, which one should you choose? Douglas Irwin says it won't make a difference.
Because once again, there is this consensus in Washington that allowing the markets to work this way shouldn't be impeded, and no one is really going to do much about it.
Not unless voters decide that outsourcing is more than a dirty word, and it's actually bad policy. In Washington, I'm Todd Zwillick for Marketplace.